This is First Nation Ministries. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to Native American tribes throughout North America, providing food, clothing, and other life essentials. Now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Boettcher. We'll pick up where we left off on Tuesday as Debbie continues with her teaching, Who is Lost in My House?
The second W I want to talk about is walking. In Joshua 1:3, God promised Joshua, I will give you every place that you set your foot. Do we pray as we walk through our home or the home of our loved ones? Do we walk over that territory and claim it for God in Jesus' name? We need to determine to take back territory that the enemy has stolen. We should surround our loved ones with territory that we have claimed for Jesus. You can walk their neighborhood, their workplace, places they go for recreation. Just claim it and all its inhabitants for the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's warring. Spiritual warfare involves putting on the whole armor of God and praying always with all types of prayers for all the saints. You can read about that in Ephesians 6. By faith, we can claim the salvation of our family members and the salvation of our loved ones, calling what is not as though it were, thanking the Lord for their salvation, calling them believers even though they aren't yet. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, we are human, but we don't wage war with human plans and methods. We use God's mighty weapons, not merely worldly weapons, to knock down the devil's strongholds. With these weapons, we break down every proud argument that keeps people from knowing God. With these weapons, we conquer their rebellious ideas, and we teach them to obey Christ. Let's go to spiritual warfare, spiritual war, knocking down these strongholds of lies and deception and pride and human reasoning and confusion and ignorance with prayer. And then there's winning. We have the power to win. We can overcome anything that hinders us from seeing the full salvation of our household. Now, it may not be in our lifetime, but we need to overcome our own walls. And we talked about that way back in the beginning. And the walls that our lost family members have and the attacks of the enemy. The victory has already been secured, but we have to apply God's word and his promises with the blood of the Lamb to overcome. In Revelation 12:10-11, it says, it has happened at last, the salvation and power and kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser has been thrown down to earth, the one who accused our brothers and sisters before our God day and night. And they have been defeated because of the blood of the Lamb and because of their testimony, and they were not afraid to die. Pray boldly. We all need to do that in agreement with other believers. You know, and get other friends and family members in on this. When we pray, we bring people to the attention of God. And we need to pray as though we are already victors. We're conquerors and overcomers in the name of Jesus. And we should not quit until we see victory in the life of every family member. Victory over sin, victory over death and hell, the victory that claims eternal life. 1 Corinthians 15:57-58 says, how we thank God who gives us victory over sin and death through Jesus Christ our Lord. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and steady, always enthusiastic about the Lord's work, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless or in vain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's wonderful. We're not just spinning our wheels when we pray. Another tool are the positions of prayer. I didn't realize this either until I read about it. But there are 7 positions of prayer in the scripture, and each position reveals something about the attitude of the person who is praying. And the first one is sitting in prayer. Sitting in prayer is resting in the Lord's presence. The Bible says, "For he raised us from the dead along with Christ, and we are seated with him in heavenly realms, all because we are at one with Christ Jesus." That's Ephesians 2:6. Seated with Christ, like you're having a talk with a friend, we can communicate to him our concerns. We can say something like, "I pray that you're in your perfect timing, Lord, and you will bring our loved one into the family of God so that they will also be seated with you in heavenly places." We can pray for the salvation of our loved ones when we're sitting down for a meal, when we're driving, when we're in a waiting room, when we're at church, when we're at work or at home. You can just have this running conversation, which I do. I think there are different kinds of prayer. I have a running conversation with the Lord all day long. But then there's also kind of a formal prayer when you approach his throne. And it's different than, to me anyway, it's different than just chatting with my friend all day long. It's approaching the King of the universe.
Yes.
And making a request and praising him. But that's me.
Well, you know, Deb, you shared that concept of kind of your running conversation with the Lord all day long. And mm-hmm. I've kind of taken with doing that a lot myself. It is good. It's good mm-hmm. to just be able to pick up in the middle of your conversation and talk to the Lord mm-hmm. and tell him about everything or anything, you know. Mm-hmm.
I visualize him as one of my friends who's in the room or in the car with me and whoever I'm with. Mm-hmm. And that way I can just, if I need to talk to him, I can just insert it right into the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's comforting to me to know that he is with me all the time. That makes it more real to me that he is with me when I run to the grocery store or when I have to go to the doctor or when I'm going to work or when I'm sitting in this office. It's comforting just to always have a friend with me.
Well, it is, and it kind of falls in line with another concept. I think it's Isaiah, maybe about 41 or someplace in there. You know, the famous scripture about they who wait upon the Lord mm-hmm. will renew their strength. I've been in fellowship at different times with some Quaker people that are a little older. They're maybe my age or older. Mm-hmm. And that was quite a concept among the Quaker people. They have lots of stories. For one thing, almost all the Quaker people journal every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got thousands of accounts in journals where this type of thing happened because they were kind of in, I think, like in a conversation with a father and the days when they'd go out across the country in a buggy or a wagon and a team of horses and they'd get someplace and there'd be a crossroad. There's no signs saying, you know, Jones's place this way 5 miles and Smith's that way. They'd get there and they wouldn't know for sure where to go. And they'd sit there and they would wait upon the Lord. And they'd mm-hmm. just tell him their need and they'd sit there and wait. And there's, like I say, there's thousands of accounts of this mm-hmm. in Quaker journals where the breeze would come from a certain direction and they knew that's the way they were to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd follow that.
You know, it's funny. I remember one of Dad's sermons over at Prairie Church in Vancouver. He was telling the story of the moose hunt in Canada. And how my grandpa had said, "Oh, God doesn't care about a moose hunt." And I remember my dad saying in his sermon, "He does care about the little things in your life. Not to mention the big things, but he cares about things like when your knees are hurting so badly you can hardly walk and you pray for a parking spot close to wherever you have to go." I've had that prayer answered so many times. Because he cares about what we care about. Don't ever think that what you say to him, he's going to scoff at. First of all, God never shames us for what we may ask or think or whatever. Even in our sin, he doesn't shame us. He just offers his love and forgiveness to us. You think about the woman at the well. Think of what he could have said to her. Think of what he could have said to the woman caught in adultery. It seems like the people he really came down on were the Pharisees, those legalistic, hard-hearted people that were doing and saying things in his name, and they were so far from his heart. But the sinful people and the people that were trying to follow him, he never shamed them. He always approached them with love. What a friend, you know?
Amen.
You know, the worst he can do when you're praying for a parking spot is say, you know, no, you need the exercise and I'll help your knees. I'll help you get to the door.
Yeah.
You know, so it never hurts.
Kind of a win-win situation.
It is. It absolutely is. Another position, moving on, we talked about sitting. And another position is kneeling in prayer. Kneeling is a position of submission. And so as we submit ourselves to Jesus, we are asking him from the position of a servant, basically, to save our loved ones.
We'll need to stop here today, but we'll hear more from Marv and Debbie next week on First Nation Ministries. And join us tomorrow as we bring you a Don Klein Classic program. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon, 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon, 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077. And visit our website at firstnationministries.org.